This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Pretty evenly played first half at Memorial Stadium, but 7th-ranked Michigan State leads Nebraska 17-13 at the half. I'm Matt Cotney in the Husker Sports Network studios. Now let's go back to the Drive Sober broadcast booth to Greg Sharp.
All right, thank you, Matt. We welcome you back to the Halftime Show with Nebraska President Hank Bounds. It's starting to feel more like fall. Boy, it's already into November. We've flipped the clocks back. Are you getting adjusted to all this?
I really am. I'm getting a little nervous about winter in Nebraska.
It's coming, don't worry.
It's coming.
Another thing that's coming is Veterans Day. Right around the corner, we have some special activities that are going on today at the game. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I really want to thank all veterans and members of the military and their families for their service. When you think about what they do for our country, the sacrifices they make, it really reminds you of what's important. We owe them certainly a great debt of gratitude. Today we had the opportunity to recognize a University of Nebraska initiative that is completely focused on serving those men and women who are serving all of us. It's called the National Strategic Research Institute, and its mission is very clear. Partner with our friends and neighbors at STRATCOM to conduct research that helps combat weapons of mass destruction. Now, I know that sounds scary, but the fact is that WMDs pose a grave danger, not only to America, but to the world, and we have a responsibility to do something about it.
All right, so what about the responsibilities that the university has here?
Well, we have a tremendous opportunity at the University of Nebraska to take advantage of the expertise of our faculty members to advance national security and protect our men and women in uniform. The National Strategic Research Institute gives us a great vehicle to do that by engaging all four campuses, STRATCOM, and the Department of Defense. There are 13 institutes like this across the country, and one of them is right here in Nebraska. And our institute is the only institute in the entire country that serves the entire Department of Defense. It's a very prestigious designation. And we're very proud to be involved in such important work.
This is probably surprising to people. They don't usually associate a university with defense research. Are they surprised to learn about that type of work that you're doing?
Well, people really are surprised, and I think it's another example where we need to spend more time talking to Nebraskans about the amazing work happening right here on our campuses. When you think about it, research focused on national security makes sense for a land-grant institution like the University of Nebraska. We have a responsibility to put our talents and our resources to work on behalf of all Nebraskans. And that's exactly what we're doing with the National Strategic Research Institute, leveraging the expertise of our faculty to make a difference in areas that matter to the people of our state.
Sure makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. So what's really exciting is that we've made a lot of progress in a very short time. The Institute's only a few years old. It was founded in 2012. But there are already a number of very exciting projects underway. Just a few days ago, I heard a presentation from a faculty member from our Omaha campus where teams help decipher social media messages to better understand terrorist groups like ISIS. So this is really cutting-edge work. It has enormous implications for combating these terrorist groups and developing ways to, quote, de-radicalize some of their followers. This UNO team has presented their findings all over the country, and they are really national leaders in this area. And I'm sure people know that this type of research is, or people really don't know that this kind of research is going on in their own backyards.
What other kinds of security and defense projects are going on at the university right now?
Well, one of the things I'm really proud about at the National Research Institute is that it engages faculty not just from multiple campuses, but from all kinds of disciplines, from physics, IT, psychology, medicine, food science, law, and those are just a few examples. This really speaks to the power that a university like the University of Nebraska can bring to this type of initiative. We have four unique campuses, and there are thousands of talented faculty and students on each one. Certainly, their individual work is important, but when you think of a major challenge like combating weapons of mass destruction, it only makes sense to have a diverse group of experts working together to develop solutions.
The old saying, you can accomplish more together.
Yes, and so that's exactly what we're doing. Faculty at the medical center are working on vaccines for anthrax. Food scientists are studying ways that we could quickly counteract a foodborne outbreak. Physicists are using lasers to refine techniques for identifying nuclear weapons, and I could go on and on. Our faculty are working on dozens of research projects like these that are made possible by our partnership with U.S. STRATCOM and the Department of Defense. Lots of different kinds of work, but all focused on creating a safer world. I think the fact that we are producing, are already pursuing 30-plus research projects in the few short years since the National Strategic Research Institute was created demonstrates the incredible talents of our faculty. We've already been able to attract upwards of $24 million in external funding for these projects. $9 million of this money came in this year alone. I think that number will only grow as we build our capacity and develop more expertise in these areas.
Well, what an exciting topic and very timely with Veterans Day coming up. This is exciting to hear about this. And again, a salute to all of our men and women in uniform to help us come and enjoy a football game like this today. Have yourself a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Hank Bounds, Nebraska President, with us here at Halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.